Kir Rabbosai, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Just a reminder, next week in Mitzvah Shem, I won't be. I need to speak to Ruvi. I should ask somebody else to speak next week. I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for Chasna. So next week I won't be here. In Mitzvah Shem, the Shir should continue. And with tonight's Torah and all the Torah that we learn from this Sefer should be an Ilu Neshama for Rav Shimshon Chaim Ben Nachma Michal Nachmani. Neshama Shanam Naliyah. And the Torah that we learn should make him go high in Gan Eden. Okay. Excuse me. The Medrash, there's really two parts to this Medrash. I want to deal with the first part of the Medrash first and then see if we get to the second part of the Medrash. But the Medrash says the following. The Medrash says, Vayifka Mamokim, right? The first piece in the Zer Shimshon this week in Aleph. Vayifka Mamokim, Bikesh Lava, Yaakov Avinu wanted to go past. Venas Olam Koysa Lefonov. The world became like a wall. Can't keep going. The world's in the way. That's number one. Then he also says, "Kivah Shemesh, Kadosh Baruch Hu put out the light because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the light to go out Shaloi Bainosa because he wanted Yaakovina to stay there." And then he gives a moshel that a king has a fellow that he's very friendly with, comes once in a while. So the Melech says, "Put out the lights. I want to talk to him quietly. I want to talk to him privately. So I don't want the lights on everywhere. You know, if you want a private situation, the last thing you want is the lights to be on everywhere." So therefore he says, put out the lights. So he asks mainly the kashas on the second half, and I want to come to the second half at the end if we still have time. I want to really deal with the first half first. He says, what does this mean if the world became a wall so that Yaakov Avinu couldn't go past? What for? Why do we need that? So, and then he asks the question, why didn't Kadosh Baruch Hu make Yaakov Avinu fall asleep during the day like he did to Avraham Avinu? He wanted to speak to Avraham Avinu, wanted to say something special to Avraham Avinu. He made Avraham Avinu fall asleep during the day. Right? And why does he have to talk to Mitzina and what's this moshel of the Oyav Oshay Melech? That's all the second half. I want to talk about the first half first. So he goes, let's go one thing at a time. He brings a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and Pirkei Lamed Vav, says, Vayikach es Evan Asher Samer Ashoysof. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? What did he take with this Evan Asher Samer Ashoysof? He took the regal Yeminoi of this Evan. He took part of this stone. And he made the Evan go down all the way into the depths, into the Tehoimos. And that became sort of a sniff la'aretz. It became a connector to the ground, and that now became the yesoid of the world. Comes whatever that means, that the world is based or balanced on this. And that stone is known as the Evan Shasiyah. That's the Evan Shasiyah that you had when you didn't have the Aron Kodesh in the second Beis Hamikdash, you had an Evan Shasiyah there. That's the Evan from Yaakov Avinu that had been the Sheshasa Oilam on it, that the world was sort of created on top of the stone, whatever that means. So that is, and on that, the Hechel Hashem will be, Ve'evan Azaz HaShasamni Ma'atzeva Yebei Shadikim. So it would seem from this Medrash, from the speaker Rebbe Lezer, that for whatever reason, until now, we didn't have the Yesodus of the world. And now that Yaakov Avinu passed by, we're going to create the Yesodus of the world. And we need it to happen now. We can't have it happening later. And therefore, the world turned into this wall that's stopping Yaakov Avinu from walking any further, so that Yaakov Avinu will remain here, so that he will sleep here, so then there'll be that stone, and then he can turn the stone into the Yesod of the world. So then the kasha is, okay, fine, so I understand why Yaakov Avinu had to stay there. But why did it have to be now? Let it be later. Let it be, you know, when he comes back from Choron, back to Eretz Yisrael, he's not going to stay there forever. He comes back, he'll do it then. Now there seems to be something important about doing it now and not about doing it later. So he says the following idea. He says, Yaakov Avinu is now going to be Mamid the Yud Beis Shvatim, which is like the Kiyum HaOlam, which is like Kenega, the Yud Beis Mazolos, Yud Beis Chadoshim, Yud Beis Tzirufei Shem Havaya. And if he was Mamed the Shvatim before he was Meyaseid the world, and only Meyaseid the world later, it wouldn't work. Why not? We'll see in a minute. And he brings the following Medrash, a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, which just sounds interesting and a little bit similar to Gemara in Sanhedrin that we'll speak about in a minute. So Rav Huna B'Shem Rav Eva says, V'das Baroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with Das, in that Shebara Tzachem Esenayisav Achal Gebaroi. First he created all the food necessary for mankind, and then he created man. Now they created man, and then he created the food. So we'll have to see what that means, is B'Das Baroi. We'll explain it. And then he brings another Medrash. It's a Medrash in Parshas Tzriah. We say, if a person is Zoicha, we say to him, you came before all of my inspirations. And if it's not zoich, we say yitush kedamcha, shilshu kedamcha, that even tiny little bug came before you. Who do you think you are? Human being? Last thing to be created, like an afterthought. After I created everything else, then you came. So what does this mean? What is this bedasparoi? What did it make a difference? He was created first, he was created last, he's zoiche, he's not zoiche. What do these midrashim mean? How do we understand this? So he brings a machloikis from Bava Basra. Interesting machloikis to look into. Midine Hezekim. This is niskishchenim. Let's say you have two people that live near each other. And one of them has a bar. He has a pit that he's created. And he's got water in it, whatever. And the guy next door comes to his friend and he says to him, Yankel, you heard? Today we planted a tree. You planted a tree? Where'd you plant the tree? He says, right there, on the side, on the border. He goes, you can't plant a tree over there. Why not? That's right next to my bar. Your tree's going to start growing. The roots are going to come. They're going to ruin the sides of my bar. And I'm going to lose my entire bar. What does that have to do with me? I'm planting my tree in my garden. You have your bar in your garden. You can't tell me what to do in my garden. Now, this sounds, for those people who have not yet had neighborly relations with their next-door neighbors or never had discussions, these are simple discussions that Maisim Achol Yom, people have a discussion. I'm doing my thing in my garden, right? We're playing football in our garden. The ball goes over. I'm really sorry the ball goes over. I'm not trying to throw the ball into your garden. We're trying to play football. They're like, yep. We can't sit properly in our garden because the ball keeps flying over and we're worried to sit there. So how can you play football when you're disturbing us in the garden? How can I not play football because it's my garden? Yeah, simple things. Meisim b'chol yom. So here we have this discussion. You have these two people. And the question over here is, who needs to move? Rabbanon hold ala mazik lehachikas atzmai. Rabbanon say, you are the mazik by planting the tree. You got to move. Can't just plant a tree near anything that I have. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no, I'm in my own garden, I'm planting my own tree. You want to have a bar right next to the wall? Tough luck. I'm doing something legal. You're doing something legal. You don't want your thing to get ruined? Take it and move it. Who says I should move my tree? Maybe you should move your bar. So that's machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi Yossi. And Zak Rabbi Yonah Mashmuel, the halacha like Rabbi Yossi, that the nizik has to be machlokes is atzmai. However, Umayda Rabbi Yossi be Giri Delay. The Rabbi Yossi is Moide where Giri Delay means his arrows. So what he explains is as follows. It all depends on how immediate the damage that's being done is going to be. Meaning to say, I plant a tree. When I plant a tree, there's no damage to your bar over there. I plant my tree over here, you put your bar over there, there's nothing wrong. Give it a year, give it 2 years, give it 5 years. 5 years' time, the roots have grown, then there's damage. And that, says Rabbi Yossi, ala nizik l'achik is atzmoy. The nizik has to move over. But now, I'm not allowed to plant something now because in 5 years' time, something's going to go wrong. Not mechuyav to do that. However, let's say that the thing that I plant or the thing that I put in will immediately cause problems, immediately make issues. Then the halacha is ala mazik lahachis atzmoy. I cannot put something there that's immediately going to make a problem. I don't know, you have an animal. And my animal is going to, I put down the animal in my garden. I say, it's my animal in my garden. Yeah, but your animal in your garden, first thing he does, runs straight over to my flower bed and ruins it. So you're not allowed to do that. Because there's already ala mazik lahachis atzmoy. Because now where it's giri delay, now it's going to happen automatically and immediately, there even Rabbi Yossi holds that you need to take it away. Okay? And there, everybody holds that ala mazik lahachis atzmoy. So now he says the following. What about the world and what about a human being? Who's mazik whom? Is the world mazik the human being? Or is the human being mazik the world? Says the Zer Shimshon. Actually, it goes both ways. The person is mazik the world, and the world is mazik the person. A person comes into this world. Right away, the olam hazeh is mazik him with his tanugim. Ha'ayin roye, ha'lev choymed. You come into the world, you look around, I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that. That's how the world goes. You see, you want. That's the norm. What about the person? The person's also mazik the world. When is he mazik the world? Person's mazik the world when he does averis. When we do averis, we bring the world down with our averis. The tsura of what goes on in this world, whether it is a positive or a negative, all depends on the way we behave. Adam Arishan, when he did that first Avera, if you look over there in Derech Hashem, he speaks about it in Chelek Aleph, he says not only to bring himself down, the entire world was defaced through that. It's not the same world anymore. The whole world was schlepped down. Adam Arishan shouldn't have done that. So that's the Nidin over here. So therefore, the world, which is mazik the person, we can't say the person, so it depends. You could always say, Ala nizik la'achik is atzmai. Except for what? Except for giri delay. Except where it's a guaranteed hazik and it's going to happen right away, then you can't say it should go away. So therefore, the question becomes like this. If the person was created first, then there'll be no room to create the world the way the world is. Because as soon as you create the world, you create a hezek for the human being. And if you create a hezek for the human being, immediately, because you're creating an immediate hezek, not a hezek that's going to happen further down the line. So there you have a problem. You can't create man first and then create a world for him. You have to create the world first because the world is going to be mazik man. And only after you created the world can you then create the human being. And therefore, because we're passing like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Yossi's might have a giri delay, it has to be, ha'odam has to be last. Okay? And therefore, if a person is zoicha, then we say, after gadamta the mas bereshis. You were before mas bereshis because we thought of you before mas bereshis. And therefore what? What difference does it make if I came before mas bereshis or not? Therefore, the world has to move itself away from you because you were there first. If I was there first, and the world is going to be mazik me, and the world comes to me right away and wants to be mazik me. Begiri delay. Where it's immediate hezek, it's to move itself away. So therefore, if a person zoicha, if he does mitzvahs, etc., etc., we say to the world, leave this guy alone. Move away from him. He came first. He all of a machshava first. Before the world was created, he was there. And therefore, you as the world, who are being mazik this person, has to take a step back. If a person is not zoicha, if a person doesn't do the mitzvah that he's supposed to do, and he doesn't do the maisim tovim that he's supposed to do, then we turn around and we say the other way around. Yitirsh kedamcha. Everybody came before you. You're the last one in. So you want to tie into what the world should move away from me because I'm a human being and the world is mazik me. That's only if you were there first and then the mazik shows up and he makes immediate damage, fine. But let's say, for example, in the other way around. Let's say the mazik had his tree. And one day I decide, you know what? I'm digging a hole. And I come to you and I say, Chaim, you need to move your tree. I'm digging a hole now. You know what you're going to say? I've had my tree there for 20 years. You come now with your bright ideas and you want to dig a hole, go somewhere else. I was here first. Therefore, sure, the halacha is that I have to be marking myself from you. Your tree was there. So I'm telling you, your tree is being mazik my bar. Your tree was there first. If the world was there already, and you're not zoicha because you don't do maisim tovim, so you as a person turn around to the one and says, you, the world, have to move over because I'm here. It says the world, I don't have to move for anybody. I was here. You showed up later. I don't have to do anything for you. Even a little bug came before you. You're the last one on the scene. You're like a guy who wants to dig a bar when there's been a tree there for the last 20 years. Sorry, can't help you. So that's what we say. If he's zoicha, then there's one thing. If he's not zoicha, we turn around the other way. And that's bedas baroi. We were boireis tzorchem as a noisem achak baroi. Because if you bore the person first, you will not be able to be bore the world afterwards. Because if you create the world after you created man, and the world is going to be dafka and definitely do hezek to man, you can't create it because the mazik has imachi gatzmei min anizik when the world is going to be creating immediate hezek. And with that, he wants to now explain our medrash. Says Ezer Shimshon, Yaakov Avinu is going past now. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want to create this Yesodus in the world. So I say, okay, big deal. So why do you have to create these soidas now? Create these soidas later. So it says the same thing over here. Yaakov is about to build Klal Yisrael. He's about to build those 12 Shvatim. They're going to be the Shoroshim, as we mentioned, which is Keneged, the Yud Beis Mazolos, and Yud Beis Chadoshim, and Yud Beis Tzirufei Avaya. You have all that connection going on already. And now Yaakov Avinu wants to create those. So if you put the world, you meyased the world, before Yaakov Avinu creates those Yud Beis Shvatim, so then he can meyased the world. And he say, look, the world was here before you. There was no Klal Yisrael yet. The world was here already. Now you created Klal Yisrael. You can't tell the world to go fly a kite. Too late. The world was here already. The world is saying, the world is being mazik me. The mazik was there first. You're coming later on as the nizik into the area where the mazik was there already. Leave the mazik alone. But you're going to let Yaakov Avinu go all the way to Haran. Create the Yud Beis Shvatim. And now he's going to come back and give me the yas of the world now. You know what Yaakov Avinu is going to say? I can't make miyasa the world like that. Because by making miyasa the world like that, you're creating a damage for, it's going to be a damage to Klal Yisrael. Now the world's going to be in a certain matzah, it's going to be damaging me. And in an instance where the nizik was first, and the damage is automatic and immediate, the mazik's got to move away. So I can't put it there. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I cannot have, therefore the world says, I cannot have Yaakov Avinu pass by over here. Because if Yaakov Avinu passes by over here, goes to Haran, creates a Shvatim and comes back, it's too late. Now I can't be miyasa the world anymore. Only before can I be miyasa the world. And therefore the Olam became like a koisel in front of him. They wouldn't allow him to leave. You have to stay here. So Yaakov Avinu stayed there. They put out the lights. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts out the lights, Yaakov Avinu stays there, spends the night, he sleeps, you take the stone, you miyasa the world, then he goes to Haran, but the world was nisyasa already. Now the mazik exists already in its place. Later on the nizik comes and the nizik says, I'm coming later and I don't want you to be mazik me, says the mazik, I've been here a long time already. Sorry, I live here already. It's a long, long way gone. And that's why it had to be that way. And then he moves into this next bit about Kiva Shemesh. Kosh Baruch wants me to dab a bit sinus. Kosh Baruch wanted to be mamid na the Yisraelis Oilam. He said, originally when he created the world, he brings a Medrash in Bereshis, Medrash Rabba, Ches Dalet, that Shehiflig Midas Rishoyim Meneged Einov Kedei Liv Oilam. He had to take the Rishoyim's Midas away, sort of put it away from his eyes in order to create the world. But now that the world is full of Rishoyim, you can't move them away. There's rishis everywhere. Where am I going to look? Right, so if there's rishis here, I'll turn around. But there's rishis here and rishis. Wherever you look, it's everywhere. It's in your face. It's very hard to deal with that. So therefore, he brings it at night. He didn't put up tadema b'yoyim. Because by night, the maaser rishayim are considered hidden. They're considered concealed. And therefore, it says, v'hu yishpay teva b'tzedek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's done the umos, he's done them at night, because at night at least they're sleeping, they're not doing aver, so then it's a good time to be done the umos oilam. Because now they're not busy entirely with averis. During the day, Klal Yisrael is done Klal Yisrael during the day. Why? They're doing mitzvahs. That's yishpay teva b'tzedek. Each one of them, he's shofet the way he's supposed to be. And therefore, he says, I want to now be master those averas from the Rishoyim to be able to do what I need to do, so that if I can have it during the day, I have to have it during the night, where the Omos Olam are doing the averas, and it's being hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he could do that. So he says, if the world is so full of Rishoyim, why are you doing these Yisraelis Olam? Why are you Bechlal doing that? So he says, because, you know, Moshe HaMelech, the Melech wants to be together with his friend. Says, yeah, so you say, yeah, but there's a lot of other people around. I said, I want everybody out. So I want it to be dark, just me and him. We'll sit together. Yeah. And that's what Kosh Baruch says. For him, I need to do it anyway. So he said, there's everybody else around. Moshe Lamelech, we had a friend. Okay? So that is the Torah that we're going to say for tonight. Again, the Torah should be Eilu Nishmas, Shem Shemchaim, Menachem Mecho, Nachmani, and Mitzvah Hashem, should be a good to better for all of us.